USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump said on Thursday that delivery of the coronavirus vaccine will begin next week. Speaking to U.S. troops overseas via video link, Trump said the vaccine would initially be sent to frontline workers, medical personnel, and senior citizens. The Trump administration plans to tighten sanctions on Tehran soon. The sanctions are based on military weapons, weapons of mass destruction, and human rights. U.S. Special Envoy for Iran, Elliot Abrams, cautioned against repeating President Barack Obama's mistakes in negotiating the 2015 nuclear deal. President Trump left that deal unilaterally 2 years ago. The United Kingdom will impose new rules next year to prevent Google and Facebook from using their dominance to push out smaller firms and disadvantaged consumers. The code will be enforced by a dedicated unit within the Competition and Markets Authority, or CMA. The CMA wants to crack down on internet giants swallowing up smaller firms and is set to issue detailed plans in December. USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The Paris Climate Accord, very expensive, with minimal results. Let's get the latest with USA Radio News' Dan Naraki.
President-elect Joe Biden has made climate change one of his top priorities, and he says he will rejoin the Paris Climate Agreement. President Trump pulled the United States from that treaty in 2017. Economist Stephen Moore says that leaving the accord was the right move, and that going back to it is a policy that puts America last. He told Fox News that the deal does nothing to stop other big polluting countries at the expense of American industry and American jobs.
The Paris Climate Change treaty is a joke. I mean, the single biggest polluter in the world by far is China. And it doesn't require China to do anything for another 10 years. Meanwhile, we have to shut down our coal plants. We have to shut down our oil and gas facilities that employ, you know, millions of workers. We have to use more expensive energy while China and India and Russia laugh behind our back. So I don't think it's a very wise thing to do.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
President Trump held his first press conference since the election. Let's listen in to some of the comments.
So bad in Georgia, they don't want to show us signatures. The reason they don't want to show us signatures is very simple, because we will find thousands and thousands, a very close race, it's hair thin, but we'll find thousands and thousands of discrepancies, fraud. Why they aren't wanting to show those signatures is amazing. They're doing recounts, and even in the recount, they found thousands of votes that were off. But now we want to look at the signatures, and you will find tens of thousands of false ballots, forged ballots. You'll see it all over. You're going to see a lot of it. And you go to Pennsylvania. You saw the meeting we had yesterday with Pennsylvania. You saw people come up, and they went to vote, and they said, no, you can't vote. Somebody else already sent in a ballot. And a woman, but this is happening tens of thousands of times. I think it was 600 and some odd thousand, 687,000 fraudulent votes cast in Pennsylvania.
Online learning seems to be failing our kids, USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
Students in one of the most sought-after school districts are apparently struggling with online learning. F grades are up 83% this year in Fairfax County, Virginia, the largest school system in the nation. Among the students with disabilities, Fs are up 111%. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.